And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 21st of December, 2014. It's the winter solstice today in the Northern Hemisphere, the shortest day of the year, and one of the oldest known holidays in human history. Celebrations go back at least 30,000 years. Some ancient peoples believed that because daylight was waning, it might go away forever, so they lit huge bonfires to tempt the sun to come back. Henry David Thoreau said, "In winter we lead a more inward life. Our hearts are warm and cheery, like cottages under drifts, whose windows and doors are half concealed, but from whose chimneys the smoke cheerfully ascends." It's the birthday of Rebecca West, born London, 1892, author of a famous book about Yugoslavia, Black Lamb and Grey Falcon, who kept writing right up until her death at the age of 90. It's the birthday of the man who said, "Country people do not behave as if they think life is short. They live on the principle that it is long, and they savor variations of the kind best appreciated if most days are the same." Edward Hoagland, born New York City, 1932, author of novels, his most recent, Children Are Diamonds, his novel, Catman, based on what he'd seen working as a lion keeper for the circus, but mostly an essayist. First collection of essays was The Courage of Turtles, followed by Walking the Dead Diamond River. Edward Hoagland, who said, "Many divorces are not really the result of irreparable injury, but involve instead a desire on the part of the man or woman to shatter the setup, start out from scratch alone, and make life work for them all over again. They want the risk of disaster, want to touch bottom, see where bottom is, and coming up to breathe the air with relief and relish again." And it's the birthday of Maud Gonne, born in Tongham, England, 1866, who was the great love and the great muse of the poet William Butler Yeats. They remained close friends throughout their lives, even as she turned down many offers of marriage from Yeats. She started a newspaper to support the cause of Irish independence and organized a group of revolutionary women, the Daughters of Ireland. And she continued to have dreams about Yeats, which she told him about, in which she saw the two of them, their bodies, merging into one. Here's a poem for today by Kenneth Rexroth, A Dialogue of Watching. "Let me celebrate you. I have never known anyone more beautiful than you. I, walking beside you, watching you move beside me, watching that still grace of hand and thigh, watching your face change with words you do not say, watching your solemn eyes as they turn to me, or turn inward, full of knowing, slow or quick, watching your full lips part and smile or turn grave, watching your narrow waist, your proud buttocks in their grace, like a sailing swan, an animal, free, your own and never to be subjugated, but abandoned as I am to you, overhearing your perfect speech of motion, of love and trust and security, as you feed or play with our children, I have never known anyone more beautiful than you." Kenneth Rexroth's poem, A Dialogue of Watching, from Sacramental Acts, Love Poems, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. You can browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.